The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
All that you continue to do, and all that you yet shall do, in us, through us, with us, and even in spite of us. Lord, you do, everything you do is good. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes down from above. And Lord, even when we're not so good, you continue to be oh so good. And for that, we say thank you. Sometimes thank you doesn't seem like it's enough, but minimally we can say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Now, Father God, we ask that you would continue to be in the midst of this service. For Lord, we need to hear a word from you. We're here to worship you and honor our mothers, mothers who are present and even those who are in memory. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for your allowing mothers to exemplify your love and your care. Bless everyone who was here up under the sound of my voice. And even now, let somebody know that you love them. And thank you, Lord. You can love us even better than we can love ourselves. Forgive us for our many sins, our weaknesses, our shortcomings. Now, Father God, even as I stand as your vessel, be ever so pleased to stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my mouth. As a matter of fact, dear God, hide me that you would be seen. Silence me, dear God, that you would be here. Because be heard, because somebody needs to hear a word from you. You said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. And Lord, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus' name. And for Christ's sake that we pray, let every heart say amen. Say amen again. And say amen one more time. Amen, amen, and amen. If you are physically able to stand, we're going to ask that you would do so. I made reference that I made it known that I would reference Proverbs, the 31st chapter, verses 10 through 31, but I'm only going to read one verse for the sake of time. But please, ma'am, and please, sir, I am going to ask that you please keep your Bibles open. Not just me, but this church, we're a Bible preaching church, and so we need you to have your Bibles open. Amen. It's not what thus saith King, it's what thus saith the King of Kings. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 31. 10 through 31 would be our reference, but I'm going to read just verse 31. I'm going to read the last verse. It says, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Again, it says, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. On this Mother's Day 2019, we just simply, our subject today is paying tribute and honor to mothers. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Now, I know for some of you, I'm going to get you to clap your hands yet. So come on, somebody. Amen. I'm going to get you to put your hands together in a minute. Somebody. Amen. But can you all minimally put your hands together in praise to our God as we thank and honor all the moms who have persevered and who have raised their children or might be in the midst of raising their children now? Because whether you agree with me or not, being a mom is often a thankless job. Come on, somebody, give God a hand clap of praise. Amen, 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 and amen, amen. Not only is being a mom often a thankless job, on top of that, there are expectations to be able to do any and everything. In other words, we need moms not just to be a mom, we need super moms. Amen. Amen. The list of the things that mothers do is really endless. They need to be a nurse and doctor, counselor and caregiver. They need to function on little sleep. They need to be up before the kids and go to bed after the kids have gone to bed. And they're expected to do it all while having a smile on their face and have the sweetest of attitudes. Amen? Yet at the same time, I know that there are some mothers here in the house who can agree with me that being a mother is a tough job. Are there anybody in here who would say that? Amen, amen, and amen. And the truth of the matter also is this, that there are many moms who often feel undervalued, unappreciated, and unrecognized. Maybe from their kids who don't recognize all that they do, and maybe even for those women who are wives and mothers, who don't appreciate from a husband who may not appreciate all that their mothers do. Amen. Even in our society, it seems as though our society often does not value the roles that mothers have. So I'm here on today not merely to preach to mothers, but I'm here to praise. We're here today to pay tribute to and to honor our mothers. Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 7, in the King James Version of the Bible, he says, "Render therefore tribute to whom tribute is due, honor to whom honor is due." Honor is certainly due to all mothers. Amen? And for some of you, this honor may well be overdue or past due. But today, we are here to give honor to whom honor is due. Stories told of a school teacher who gave her class second graders a lesson on the magnet. The lesson on the magnet and what the magnet does. So the next day, the teacher asked the students this question. She says, "Students, my name has six letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I?" When the test papers were turned in, the teacher was surprised to find out that over 50% of the students who answered the question answered the question with a six-letter word that started with M, but it wasn't magnet, it was mother. Yes, mothers do pick up things. Pick up after their children. And often, once again, I'm a husband too, y'all, but sometimes mothers got to pick up after their husbands too. Come on, somebody. But mothers are more than just magnets, picking up after everybody around the house. There are so many things, there's so many attributes about our mothers. And that's why when you look at Proverbs 31, I want to mention just a few things that mothers are or mothers do in order to give them honor on today. First thing I want to show you is that for a mother, her hands work. Amen. There's a cartoon that shows a mother in her home and her hair is in disarray. Kids are everywhere and the house is an absolute shambles. Then her husband comes home from work all neatly dressed in a shirt and tie, carrying his briefcase. I don't want to call nobody's name because y'all don't think I'm talking about you. Come on, somebody. So this mother looks at her husband and he looks at her and he's got a big old question mark on his face. So she tells him, she says, "Look here, you come home every evening and you ask what I do all day. Well, today I didn't do it, and here it is." Amen. One mother, she wrote this poem. She said, "Some may climb Mount Everest in search of thrills galore, but I scale peaks that rival it just past the laundry door. Slopes of socks and underwear, sheer cliffs of shirts and pants. Oh yes, I live in mortal fear of a laundry avalanche." Here in our text, we see that mothers do all kinds of work. The Bible says in verses 13, 19, and 22, the Bible says that she souls. As a matter of fact, if you knit those, if you sew those verses together, if you will, pun intended, it says she selects wool, works with eager hands, and grabs the spindle with her fingers and makes coverings. Verse 14 says that she shops. Verse 14 says, bringing food from afar. Verse 15 says she cooks, for she provides food for her family. Verse 16 says she gardens, for she plants a vineyard. A text also says that mothers in verse 15, it says she gets up while it's still night. She does that to prepare food. And verse 18 says that her lamp does not go out at night. What's that old saying? Man works from sun to sun, but women's work is never done. Then verse 27, our text, it says, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. I don't know about you, but if there's anybody here today who believes that moms don't work, I would suggest that you just keep your mouth shut and you best God give God some praise and God bless your mother for her hard work over the years. Now listen, I said I didn't come to preach a traditional text today, so here's what I want you all to do. I'm going to make it interactive. If your mother is here, I want you to stand up, look her in the eye, and you give God some praise, and you thank her for her hands that work. Stand up on your feet. Amen. 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 Clap up. Now, you all remain standing. If your mother is not here and your mother is still alive, you clap and you stand up and you, no, you all stay standing. I want those of you whose mother is not here, but she's still on this side of time, you all just clap and praise God and you just clap outward towards wherever she may be, towards wherever she may be. And finally, if you're here and your mother is not here and she has gone on home to glory, I want you to stand to your feet and you clap your hands towards heaven and you look up to heaven and you thank God for her hands work. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. And amen. I'm hoping everybody's standing in here. Amen. If you're physically able, you may be seated in the presence of our God. Amen. Mama's hands work. That's work that mama's hands do that we'll never know, and she'll take to her grave. Amen. Amen. For some of you, she's already taken to the grave. Not only do her hands work, but the Bible says her mouth speaks. Verse 26 of the text says, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Now, today, it's trendy to be sharp-tongued and have a quick comeback. If you ever watched any television shows, listen to this music, whether hip-hop, you know, rap, or this pop, boy, listen, these folk got quick comebacks. Ask Cardi B, come on now. She got a comeback. She ain't gonna just let you say something and you don't catch it coming back. You say you was from what city? Atlantic City, New Jersey. Will you pray for the pastor of the First Baptist Church at West College Hill? It's trendy today to have a sharp and quick comeback with the tongue, but the ideal mother is loving and kind in her speech. She also gives good advice to her family because her words are based on the law of kindness. Verse 25 in that same text, just above verse 26, it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. It says she can laugh at the days to come. In other words, you got to see the picture here of a mother who must surely know and fear the Lord. For, watch this, for when a mother chooses to clothe herself with strength and dignity, did a word search on the word dignity, and I came up with some synonyms: self-respect, self-esteem, poise, pride. Unfortunately, today, there are a lot of those attributes that are missing, absent in a lot of our young girls, a lot of our young girl teens, a lot of our teen, young women, adults, amen, and why we need mothers to be those examples. If they don't see a mother or a woman that has clothed herself with strength and dignity, self-respect, self-esteem, poise, and pride, amen. For when she chooses to do that, she is displaying divine wisdom. The kind that can only come from walking with God, amen. Only with the peace that comes from walking with God can a mother rejoice or laugh at the days to come. In other words, she doesn't fear the future. Doesn't mean that she doesn't cry at night. Come on, somebody. But she doesn't fear the future because she knows who holds the future. So she can rejoice. Amen. Which allows her to speak with wisdom and kindness. So once again, if your mother's here, I want you to stand and give God some praise and look at your mama. You better thank her for her mouth that speaks. Come on, somebody. Stand up on your feet. Tell your mama thank you. I know you didn't want to hear half the stuff she had to say. Amen. I know you didn't want to hear. Keep standing. If your mother's not here and she's still alive, you go ahead and clap towards wherever she is and you thank her for her mouth that speaks. Then finally, if your mother's not here and she's on her home in glory, you stand up and look towards heaven and you thank her for her mouth that speaks, because she spoke some words into your life that even though she is not here, still resonate in your spirit. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Her hands work. Her mouth speaks. And finally, her heart loves. Verse 28 here in the text says, her children arise, call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 11 through 21 and verse 28 through 31, I'll repeat it because I want you, when you have time, I want you to go home and read it. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 11 through 21 and verse 28 through 31, there's a story there of Bathsheba. And in there, she goes before King David to remind him of the promise concerning Solomon becoming king of Israel. And if you're familiar with that text, you need to know that Bathsheba was not willing to watch somebody sneak in and take away what belonged to her son. In other words, she was willing to go before the king to defend the honor of her son. Now understand that it was risky to go before the king without an invitation from him. You were literally taking your life into your own hands. So what am I trying to say? I'm saying that a mother will never stand idly by and watch her child being cheated out of what God has promised to them. A godly mother is unwilling to watch the enemy strip away her son or her daughter's calling to whatever it is that they want to achieve in life. She will spend countless hours in prayer, yes, standing between heaven and hell, amen. She will spend countless hours in prayer, praying before the King of Kings on her children's behalf. Then there's another story in John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Read that when you have time. John chapter 2, 1 through 11. It's familiar. It's the first miracle of Cana. Amen. During the wedding in Cana, watch this. Here's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. When the wine ran out, of course, we know who Mary ran to, right? Amen. But the one thing that the Holy Spirit showed me was Mary ran to Jesus because she knew that her son had been called to such a time and to such a thing as this. All the things that Mary had heard, seen, and envisioned in her heart about her child now, she was now releasing him into. In other words, she knew that her son was ready. Mary knew what her son was capable of, watch this, and she was quick to encourage him and release him into that place of authority. Peter let somebody know that nobody knows the potential within a person quite like that person's mother. Washington Irving, an American short story writer, an essayist, biographer, and historian of the early 19th century, he's best known for a short series, Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. He wrote this once, quote, "A mother is the truest friend we have. When trials, heavy and sudden, fall upon us, when adversity takes the place of prosperity, when friends who rejoice with us in our sunshine desert us when troubles thicken around us, still will she cling to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and counsels to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause to return peace to our hearts." End quote. The unselfishness of a mother shows the heart of love for her family. And all of us can remember many unselfish acts of devotion that our moms made in our homes. One last time, I want you to stand to your feet. I don't care what you feel, how you think about your mama. Stand up and you praise God for the heart of a mother. Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 All over the building. Stand up and praise God for the heart of your mother. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. As I get ready to close, you may be seated. A mother's love is the perfect example of God's love. Mothers, especially a good mother, they are a blessing. She is our quiet voice of reason. She sees past the faults, the errors, and judgments of others. Her words and lessons are the anthem replaying in our minds as we go about our everyday lives, with or without her by our side. A mother's love champions a child's heart to fulfill the highest expressions of one's self as a human being. She's our very first mentor, our role model, and teacher, helping us to determine what is right and wrong and lead us down the path towards our future. She is our encouragement to reach for the stars and our grounding to stay humble, yet while doing so. For many, she is the emotional backbone of the family. A mother's love is timeless. It is without end. We are bonded to her forever, and she is self-sacrificing. God truly gave us a gift second to that of his son Jesus. He gave us a gift when he gave us a mother. Come on, somebody. Amen. So, this Mother's Day, we simply want to pay tribute and honor all mothers, even those no longer with us. Regardless of the journey that led them to motherhood, whether it be your mother, your grandmother, your wife, your sister, or your daughter, thank everybody who you respect, cherish, and admire, and has made a lasting and loving impact on your life. To all the amazing mothers, we wish you a very happy and joyous Mother's Day on today. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. I want you to stand to your feet as we get ready to open the doors of the church. There's a prayer that the Lord put into my heart that we'll put up on the screen that I want us to all.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.